Hello guys, welcome to the Blacks in Global podcast. This is a very quick pod. Got an interview here with a coach, Franklin Tiafo. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for your time. It's been since Wimbledon, we're trying to get you on the pod quickly. You're a busy guy now. You don't have our time. Actually, since 2023, we've been trying to get you on the pod, actually.
I mean, logistics just haven't worked out, but we're making it happen now.
Okay, exactly. That's all that matters. You're here now, but thank you so much for your time. We're here at the US Open on the ground. How does it feel to be in New York?
It feels great. I feel like the energy of the city, coupled with the tournament, you just really can't beat. So it's always my favorite time of the year.
Even before you were coaching?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a lot of good memories here. A lot of good achievements for my family here, so I'm really happy to be here.
Okay. Well, a lot of people already know your brother's story and how he started. How did your story start? Or like, if there's any differences between his and yours?
I mean, it's pretty similar. Started playing tennis at the age of 3 because of my dad, and he worked at a tennis center as a maintenance man, so I mean, tennis came very naturally to both of us, and, you know, he excelled at a very young age, and it took me a little bit more time, and then went off to college, and COVID kind of hit, so at that point, I just needed to make some money, so I started coaching, like, 5 years back, and then kind of just coached at every level, and then got the opportunity to work with Haley Baptiste, and it's been great ever since.
You fast-forwarded a little bit. Between that time where you were playing and and you were about to start coaching, like where, what position were you in? Like, what were you actually like really doing?
In between.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't anything to really do in COVID, to be honest. I was trying to find myself, I guess, as a person, you know.
How did that process go?
I mean, it went pretty well, actually, because I had like a lot of good people around me. Okay. I actually got my first coaching job because Zach Evenden made a call to one of his college friends and got me in. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Zach.
Yeah, shout out to Zach for sure.
Okay, so you did mention how now you're coaching Haley, but how did that really start? Obviously, people that know you, your brother, we've always seen you guys like together, but like what was the turning point where it was like, all right, let's actually make this a partnership?
I think that turning point probably came last off season leading into this new season. I was with her all throughout last summer, and I didn't go with her to Asia, but still supporting her, still talking to her every day and stuff. Then when off season came around, I was like, I'll help you during off season, make sure training goes well and stuff like that. The coach she had at the time kind of quit on her.
Oh wow.
And then I was like the only person there for her, and I wanted her to, you know, want me as an addition to her team. I didn't want to just say, like, let's do this. So I kind of, like, let her, like, lead the way on that because I truly feel like tennis teams are as strong as their player, and they should truly choose who they want around them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it happened.
So it wasn't a thing where you pitched yourself. You just gave her the idea, and then she was just like...
I didn't pitch myself at all because at the end of the day, all I ever wanted for her was to do well. So if that was with me or if it was without me, I didn't. It doesn't really matter. She's like a sister to me, so I just want to see her do well.
Yeah, that's cool. And then how was like the first couple tournaments, like coaching together? Because you guys were alone. It was only you and Haley, and then Eric joined. Was it Miami Open or was
Miami
it?
Open.
Miami Open, yeah.
Yeah, first couple tournaments were actually okay. Like, I would say she quartered in Auckland, which was great. Mm-hmm. First time she played Naomi, lost to her. But then Australian Open wasn't great. Singapore was a little better. Middle East was, but we kind of made it work when clay court season came around. That was where it really started falling in line. Mm-hmm. And Eric also joined too, and he kind of gave us structure. And I got the opportunity to learn a lot more about the game too.
Mm-hmm. What's your coaching style like? Like how, because you're a very hard person to read from outside. So what is it like when Franklin is coaching a player? Because the thing is as well with Haley, because you guys already have a relationship, I feel like it can be a little bit, Well, I think that sometimes it can be easier, and it can have its like hard moments too, because you're comfortable and used to each other and stuff. So what is your actual coaching style in general, whether it's just Haley or other players?
I'm definitely like, I definitely like to work with Haley because I do have a previous relationship with her and I know her so well. And it kind of can be a double-edged sword because sometimes like she'll hear what I'm saying and then like she might not do it because she's like just a little too comfortable with our relationship.
Exactly.
But other times she really does dig in deep when I tell her things.
Mm-hmm.
And she can feel like how much I believe in her and I want her to win. So it's definitely like a double-edged sword. But
mm-hmm.
my coaching style, I would say, is like pretty like, it's pretty lax, honestly. Like I don't apply pressure. I just truly believe that if you really believe in yourself and what you're doing, like it's gonna happen.
Okay.
You just put the work in and you kinda keep it moving. No, there's like you're playing a game at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person to lose their cool usually loses. So that's kinda how I look at it.
Okay, fair enough. And what would you say is like the pros and the cons of coaching? Because now you've experienced like the both sides, like playing and also coaching, because you were coaching other players before Haley.
Yeah.
You coach Alicia.
I did, yeah.
And yeah, so what would you say like are the pros of coaching and the cons of coaching?
I mean the pros is definitely like you can give a piece of yourself to someone and you can see them just run with it, like and it's definitely fulfilling to like see it happen in real time. I mean, I wouldn't say there's many cons, to be honest.
Really?
Like, no. Like, if there was any cons, I guess it would just be like not having that much time to myself.
Okay.
But
okay.
Outside of that, like, that's all right.
You like the traveling?
I mean, traveling's cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's fair enough then. Do you feel like you're treated differently from other coaches or just tournaments, or do you feel like you get different experience with the fact that of your race and also your age, especially mainly because of the fact that a lot of the other coaches are way older, some are even previous players, they've been here for so long and stuff. How has it felt coming into the sport being a young black coach?
I don't know, honestly, I feel like I give me, Haley, Francis, people like us, Ben, we give the game like some more flavor. Like I feel like it's kind of like everyone's been doing the same thing for such a long time. Everyone's kind of stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
But like the way I do it and the way I approach it, like I feel like it just makes the game more exciting. I feel like anyone I've ever kind of helped out, from my brother to Haley, has like felt that. And like I feel like it should be fun. And one, I feel like there wasn't ever many black people playing tennis up until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like we're all trailblazers in our own right. So
sure.
We shouldn't come into the game trying to be a part of it. We should try to take over, in my opinion.
That's actually a great way to put it. I think a lot of times a lot of focus on trying to like fit in, whereas like we should actually be our own. But I think sometimes it's a bit scary to be your own, especially in a space where there's not a lot of us. Or do you feel like... No.
I mean, I always did what I wanted. I never really thought about what the next person thought of me because they aren't
right
walking in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like everyone should not really care and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
You're put on this earth with certain talents and you should use them.
That's for sure. Do you think that there will be a change in terms of, like, more black coaches in tennis? I mean, I know there's a growth of like players, but in terms of like behind, I feel like, because I personally feel like this is going to take a long time for it to have more people like us behind the scenes, whether it's coaching, whether media, whether it's people like admin and stuff. But like, do you think there might be a change? Maybe there's some stuff that you've seen more, because it's harder for us. When I mean us, talking about Eugene and I, because in the UK, there isn't like a big black tennis community, so we don't see what it's like, we don't see who's the next person till like we're really like digging deep and we're trying to figure out what's happening. But from what you've seen from your community and stuff, do you feel like there's going to be a change in the coaching area, or do you think it's going to take a little bit more time?
I think I think there definitely could be a change. I feel like there's definitely like a lot more like of the culture like getting into tennis and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel like with that comes definitely a change. But there a lot of things also need to fall in place. Like there needs to be like good coaches with good tennis IQs out here teaching people. Because once you have the tools, you can go far with them. But if you don't have the tools and you're playing kind of half-cocked, like you can only get so far.
Okay. Yeah, definitely agree. And obviously you're here with Hayley. What would you say are the qualities of Hayley as a player? Because even before you guys started working together, I feel like there were so many qualities from like her skills, but you're seeing it now this season. So for instance, I've always felt like she never really got a credit for her movements and her shot selections as well. She has a lot of power, but I feel like all of that is improving. Her fitness has improved like a lot as well. But as her coach, what would you say are like her qualities and what has helped her achieve so many great things? Because this is literally the best season of her career so far. I know there's definitely more she'll be able to do, but what would you say is great about Hayley in terms of her as a player?
I would say she has a phenomenal serve, for one. Big forehand, where she can not only just hit the ball flat, she can hit it with shape. Her backhand's really good, flat through the court, has a very good slice, which many girls don't have.
Yeah, true.
And on top of all that, she actually has a good kick serve that gets up above girls' shoulders. So she has all the tools to be a great player. I feel like she just lacked a good structure with her team. And now that she kind of has that, she's really starting to come into her own, really starting to be comfortable, really starting to dominate.
Yeah, you can. I think what's impressive is that not only you can see that her game is improving, but you can actually see like her aura mentality has actually changed. Like even from the outside, you can see that she's more motivated and more like locked in as well. Yeah. And I think a lot of it definitely has to do with what you're doing and also Eric. And I know you touched on this quickly, but like, how has it been working with Eric? Because I always wonder if like when there's more than one coach, how does it work? Like, yeah. So how do you guys actually work together as a team?
I mean, we work together really well. I feel like me knowing Hayley for so long, that brings to the table like a lot of knowledge on like her backstory and stuff. So when Eric is trying to get certain tactics to her and stuff like that, maybe I help him like kind of decipher it to her in a different way or something like that, or just help him understand her better to then be able to mesh all three of us really well.
Yeah.
So we all kind of play our roles. He definitely brings in like the veteran role, like being able to get knowledge from him coaching the best, Serena, Venus. So that's priceless, honestly. And then just me just trying to always motivate Hayley every day just to be better.
Yeah. How did he actually join the team? Like, was it a thing where he just came to you guys, or like, how did it happen?
I think he was in long contact with Hayley's dad.
Okay.
And then we were like, we will do a trial in
Miami.
And it went great. And we all loved each other. So we're like, let's just keep this going. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. So a last question. Where do you see yourself and your coaching career within, like, let's say 5 years? Do you see, are you going to be the type of coaches where you prefer coaching people like Hayley, where you have a relationship with them? Would it only be WTA players or ATP players? I know it's a tricky question to ask that because obviously you're working with someone, but I'm just saying like in general, like other than that, or even if there's other things outside of coaching that you would like to do.
Honestly, I think the sky's the limit. I feel like I'm sitting in a pretty good position right now. I kind of want to keep focusing on just what me and Hayley have going on until she hits the goals that we wanted to hit. And once that happens, like, honestly, that just made me like one of the happiest people in the world. After that, like, we'll see where it takes me next, honestly.
Do you know who you're facing next round?
Oh, I know.
Okay, how do you feel about the next round?
Great.
That's it? One word, great? All right, then. Well, thank you, Franklin. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you have a good next round.
Thank you for having me.